Hello and welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot, a podcast about the storytelling aspect of tarot and developing an intuitive understanding to the messages they reveal. I'm your host, Marcella Cadill. You can follow me on Instagram at Coffee Cup Tarot Reader, or you can book a reading directly with me at www.coffeecuptarot.com. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. I don't even know what to say because I don't know if we're going to be back officially because we're both swamped with our real lives and this was a COVID project. But hi for now.
Yeah, hi. What's up?
Okay, so I think we were on the 8th.
That was so long ago. Like, how long ago was it that we had our last episode out? It was way before I moved into my new apartment.
Maybe April.
Yeah.
Or March.
Dang. Well, I'm really glad that we're doing the 8s. We're recording this probably a few days after the 8-8 Lionsgate portal, which is still active right now, but it just feels right. And I like have a whole new found energy from it.
Really? How so? What happened? Share your experience.
So I feel like the past year and a half, there was like a disconnect, I think, between basically like feel like I just experienced this year just trying to be a human instead of my normal alien self. Yeah. So I was experiencing like the normal emotions, like human emotions, and getting sucked into day-to-day reality things and being grounded and material world things. And something about this energy, like the past 4 or 5 days, I want to say, like I think it started probably Saturday morning, I just woke up feeling connected again, almost like my soul just re-entered my body. And all of a sudden, there's just synchronicities everywhere, like back to back to back. Every moment is leading into the next moment, and it's obvious. I'll say something and it manifests.
Yes. Very quickly. I am experiencing quickly. The exact same thing.
Yeah. And so yeah. I think that this portal is really just an opening for that transformational energy to come in. So last night, this was like the craziest, weirdest thing. So I don't do a lot of witchcraft, but my friend Lauren came over and we wanted to just like chill, and we were probably going to do a meditation or something, but we did not have the idea in mind to do witchcraft. But she came over and
it's so casual.
I don't know what happened. And it's funny because the last time we did witchcraft together was the day before the lockdown. And our intention was we just had this inkling that we had probably done like evil witchcraft in past lives. And we wanted to just release ourselves from anything that we had previously done. We released any vows or contracts or spells, anything that we had done. And I almost feel like we just did the wrong thing by doing that because all of a sudden the world went
Maybe like you were past self or lives or whatever, you actually did good things. That's, and then you released it and then you did all the bad.
That's exactly what our conclusion was. We were like, okay, so all the witchcraft we did before was probably like protecting us and protecting the earth, because all of a sudden all these just like demon people came into our lives and just ruined them, and just so much chaos happened. And so we always have been joking about that all year long. And so when she was over last night, we were like, let's just do some sort of, like, we got my little cauldron out. It's a tiny black cauldron. And the same cauldron that
you would have a cauldron.
I know, the same cauldron. It's from Salem, Massachusetts. The same cauldron that we did the undoing spell in, we were like, let's do a spell to just kind of get in alignment with our highest timeline. And so we wrote on pieces of paper, took it outside, and we put in like little sticks and tried to light a fire, and it wasn't burning. The paper wasn't burning. The sticks weren't burning. Nothing was burning. And then all of a sudden it lit and the flame was crazy huge. And we were like, okay, it's our intention to release everything, like let the universe control everything. And we don't need any control anymore. We don't need to know what's going to happen next. We know we don't know best, clearly. So we and obviously, like in witchcraft, when the fire is burning, you wait until the fire goes out and then the spell is done. We sat on that stoop for 2 hours waiting for this fire to go out, and it didn't. There was nothing. It was ash. The paper was obviously burnt up, and the fire was like huge, still burning. And there was like weird smoke coming out of it, and we were just sitting there like, come on, universe, like, hurry up. We said we'd be patient, but not this patient. Our butts were hurting from sitting on the stoop for that long. We were just like bitching and moaning.
So basically, if you're on Survivor, just do a little spell whenever you go out to light the fire, and it'll just, you'll win.
We were sitting there like, any skeptic that comes up right now would look at this fire and be like, this is unrealistic. Like, witchcraft is real, because this fire should not be burning. It was like the menorah or something going nonstop. And so we were sitting on there, and then all of a sudden we were like, you know what? We're bored and we need to get some energy moving in our body. So let's get up and dance around. And oh, actually, before we started dancing around, we see three planes, or they looked like planes to us, in a triangle formation with a beam of light coming off of all of them. And they go right over our head. And we're like, that's weird. Like, it was just weird how low they were and that they had a beam of light coming out. And we're like, are they UFOs disguised as planes? And then they circled around again and came lower and were right above our heads in the same formation. And we're just like, everything is weird, but it's fine. Like, we didn't even think maybe our highest timeline is to get abducted right now. But
oh, that would be really, what if you did get abducted and you don't even know
I
it?
Know. Well, that's what I said at the end of the night.
Like, maybe that's why they came back. It was like dropping you off.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. So then we get up and start stretching, and we just start dancing around this fire, like irrationally dancing, not caring who's walking by, just not good dancing, just chaotically dancing around this fire. And it feels so good and so right. And then it starts pouring rain. Like, there's not even clouds above us. We can't see where this rain is coming from. It just starts pouring down. And then it puts the fire out for us. Yes. And we're like, oh my gosh, we did a rain dance. The universe actually, like, was working with us. It brought us the rain. And it was funny because as we were doing the spell, I was like, okay, we've got earth, we've got fire, and we were blowing on it to make it go stronger. So I was like, air, but the last thing we need is water. And so in my head, I was thinking, I hope it rains. And then it did. So in perfect alignment and the portal energy, like, it's just like feeling powerful, but also in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just channeling the universe with that power, not disconnecting from it or trying to overpower it. So that's my little story.
That yawn wasn't for you, but a lot. Damn, Aisha, that's crazy.
Yep. I feel like I was talking so fast. Sorry.
You were. And you know what? During that little spiel, I was like, I'm not going to edit any of this. I'm just going to let it be. I'm not going to change the tone, because your energy was great and it was amazing.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
For those who follow us on Instagram, Albus is still with us, so, and he's fine. I don't think he has cancer.
What? I told you were going to miraculously heal him.
Well, I don't really know what's happening. He does have, like, a little dome over his bridge, and then, you know, the Ajna area, but he's still good.
Probably all just energetic.
Yeah, he's got a lot of shit going on. Okay, so do you want to get to the tarot cards?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we don't have to. Okay, so the eights. What do you want to say first?
I guess
I have a little intro.
Yeah, do that.
Sorry, guys. It's like we're back to day one, because I haven't done this in a long time. Okay, so with an eight, obviously, it's the infinity symbol. It's about cycles, balance, inner and outer, you know, with the major strength was the eight card. So, but then in olden days, it could have been justice was the eighth card. So it's again with the balance and cycle and, you know, inner and outer theme.
Yeah.
Also, if you think about that inner, outer cycles, patterns, there's like a flow and a movement. So this is like the only, what's the word I'm looking for that's like, it's not the suit, but it's like the eights within of the suits. Is there a term for that?
No, I don't know. Probably.
There should be. Maybe we can come up with one. But within this gestation or faction, I don't know, within the eights of the suits, there's a movement between all of them. That's kind of my main connection.
I also think of the eights, I guess, like, I think of, obviously, we've got the eight lions, gate, portal, eights, and the lion go kind of together. So it's kind of that, and the strength card. I think of Leo energy with that as well. So kind of a more fiery passion, movement, power. But also, I do think of transformation because in astrology, the eighth house is like the sex, death, regeneration card. I don't know why. And that always reminds me of that energy.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. So that's all I have to say about that.
I don't think I have anything in my eighth house.
Really? I have Aquarius and my Saturn in my eighth house.
Saturn.
That is exactly how it deserves to be said.
Yeah. For those that don't know, it takes Saturn like 29 years to do a freaking return. So.
And my Saturn return was COVID lockdown, so.
So was mine. Well, mine was like, was mine that? Or coming out of it?
Yours was coming out of it,
mine was coming out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the Eight of Wands.
Okie doke.
Beep, 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 beep. So, Eight of Wands.
I love my Eight of Wands card. It's so beautiful.
Let me see yours.
You just looked at it.
Oh, also, guys, I noticed that all of my pictures on Instagram suck. So Aisha actually did send me the real cards. So I know that I've just like found random cards online that weren't.
They weren't mine? Oh.
Yeah. I didn't even know. You know, it's like Witch's Tarot or Wizard's Tarot that you use.
Yeah.
Apparently there's witches. Like a blog called The Wizard's Tarot and they post their own cards. And I just assumed that was your deck.
Oh, so, that's very misleading.
I know. I suck.
Well, my Eight of Wands card is beautiful and just has a bunch of wands with magic coming off of them, flying themselves out of, like, castle window. It's really cool.
This one's mine. Mine is kind of boring.
Yeah, that's today. Average.
Yeah, average sticks in the air. So, also, okay, so, you know, Rachel Pollack, my homie, she says that, or she made the connection that the Eight of Wands in the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith deck, is the only one that doesn't have a human in it. Because, I mean, like, the Three of Swords has, like, a heart, and then the Aces have hands, but this is legit just items.
Because I think this one is just energy in motion.
It is, yeah. Bam, bam, bam. It's also, like, I got this card once. I got the Eight of Wands, and I got the, it was either Two of Wands or Three of Wands. Later that day, I got a call to work in Jamaica. So I knew something was coming that was going to get me moving. I didn't take that job, but maybe I should have.
Yeah, it also is a travel card.
Yeah. Oh, so the other day, I forgot about this. The other day, I was at this little antique store. Do you remember Kudzu down the road from our house?
Yeah.
So I went to Kudzu the other day with a friend of mine, and there is this vendor that is all witchy books and really cool. Like, I actually bought a voodoo doll. I don't know why.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But it's like a gag gift, but it's...
No, I got it as a gag gift and literally put someone in the hospital with it.
Oh, my God. But it has, like, positive phrases on it. Like, there's one, it's like a promotion. And I was like, maybe I'll leave the pen in this one and it can be for myself. But...
Oh, good.
I don't know. I just took all the pins out and put it on the cushion part that's not, like, the body because it's, like, a marker around the edges. Anyway, so there was this girl there, and my friend, I found, like, a tarot deck. Don't remember which one, but it had Cleopatra on the front of it, and I was like, ooh! So I got it, and I was like, oh, let me do a reading for you. So I did a reading for my friend, and this girl with purple hair was walking by, and she, like, saw me doing it, and she said, can you do a reading for me? And I said, yeah, sure, I'm not really good at tarot readings because I got really insecure. But so she, like, we sit down on the floor, you know, I'm like, what do you want to ask? And she says, do I have to tell you? And I was like, well, yeah. Like, I'm supposed to know, you know. So she shuffles and she asks, like, how the school year is going to go. And I was like, oh, like, what grade are you in?
That was not what she was going to ask originally, was she?
Probably not. Probably not. So she's like, oh, I'm a sophomore. And I was like, ew, so you've been, you know, COVID. You missed your freshman year of high school. Like, that's probably really stressful to go in as a sophomore. So I pull the cards. The first one was Ace of Swords, and the second one was Eight of Wands, and then the third one was a blank card. I was like, oh, that's cool. But I was like, oh, it's positive, you know. Eight of Wands, you're, like, getting back to stability, and Ace of Swords is, like, power and communication and learning, and yeah.
Nice. Cute.
I don't know why I told that story, but... I'm sorry. I've been watching a lot of Bob's Burgers lately. I just... I'm Linda. Nyan, 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 nyan.
I did just watch Bob's Burgers the other day. I think of Natalie every single time I watch
every
it.
Every time. Because she's Tina.
She just is.
And, like, we'll watch so it together weird. Or something, and Tina will do something, and then I'll look at Natalie, and she's like, stop it. Oh, it's so funny. Okay. Anyways, so what about reversed?
It's like, the way I think about it is like swimming upstream or like growing upstream, whatever. So like you have the current of energy and you are trying to work against it, basically.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. I was thinking stuck, but that makes more sense because there's still motion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you're trying too hard to...
treading water.
Yeah. You're not really making any move. It's like trying to get out of quicksand too.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, you want to do Eight of Cups?
Ooh, I got this one, but I got this one for, I shouldn't say this. I'm not going to say it who it was, but it was for somebody that was in a marriage.
Oh.
And she was already kind of unhappy in it, and I didn't want her to end the marriage. Like, my soul is like, no, just keep fighting. But this card is like irrationally, like, not irrational, but kind of like, just give up and don't think twice. Like, yeah, you've worked really hard and have all these trophies to show for all the work you put into it. But hey, sometimes you just gotta walk out for no reason.
Okay. Speaking of, in my little book here, she said, if you look at in the Rider-Waite, there's a cup missing. So there's a gap within the cup. So there's five on the bottom and three on the top. And there's a gap where the girl's like walking away. And that's... because she's going to go find the missing cup from her life or her partner or her situation.
That sounds accurate. It was probably true. I was just very biased, so I didn't want to interpret it that way.
Well, I mean, most people are whenever they get the Eight of Cups because they don't want to leave the situation.
Yeah.
They're like, let's just... because if you think about, like, the cups before, the Seven of Cups, it's the person that's dreaming and planning and... putting things together and figuring it out and like envisioning their life and daydreaming. And so then it's the next card. It's kind of like a movement of emotion. Like maybe it's disappointment or maybe it's realization of what you have isn't what you want or what you thought you wanted.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fucked up card.
It is.
And then maybe it's like, if it's something else, it could be about like becoming the bigger person maybe within a fight that you had, or it doesn't have to just be a relationship.
Yeah.
Within your life.
I find it interesting that in my deck, the cups are sitting on shelves and I can't really tell that the man is walking out of the room, but he's looking backwards. I can't tell. I think he's looking out the window because he's not looking at the cups. But he looks like he's looking past them and looking out the window. So maybe he's kind of looking for what else is out there. But he's still looking back. He's still kind of reflecting on whatever it is. It's not like he's running away. But I think in...
or it's like he doesn't... he's unsure about...
there's hesitation. But in the Rider-Waite, they're not looking back, right?
No, it's full back. Yeah.
So it's kind of like an interesting... That's a big difference. When you leave something behind and look back, or when you leave something behind and don't look back, that's totally different energy.
Yeah, I agree. I like the one of yours. I don't really care. You know, Maybe there's just something with these cards. I don't know how I feel about the Lightseers. I love this deck. Sorry, guys. But she's walking towards, like, a sunrise or a sunset. It's like the sun has set, and it's, like, it's done. I feel like it's too much of a done for it to be an eight.
Yeah, I think mine could be a more of, like, taking a break. Because, yeah, he's got a bag packed, but it doesn't look like he's really fully moving out. He's just leaving to go see what else is out there, and maybe he'll come back and hang later when he brings back something else.
And I think the idea of a break is a good thing to point out, because, or a good connection to make, because in the original Rider Waite, there's an eclipse or a sun and a moon or whatever, so it's like a moment is passing or there's a break in time. And then reversed, what do you think about?
I think there could be two interpretations, probably depending on the situation. One would be you're not leaving when you should, and the other one could be you're running away. Probably more about timing than anything else, or like the intention.
Oh, that's interesting. I also think maybe you are choosing, I guess this is back to upright, but maybe you're choosing yourself over this other person or this other situation instead of like your friend who is married, or the, I don't know if she's your friend, but the person who is married. Maybe it's she put all the pieces together within the sevens of her shitty relationship, and now she's like putting herself first. Sorry guys, I'm laughing because I should squinting and cringing. we should do a live podcast recording.
That'd be fun. Instagram.
It would be fun. Okay, maybe for the courts.
Wait, can I tell you who it is and then you cut it out?
No. I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mouth it.
I can't. I'll text.
Okay.
I can't mouth anything now that I've been in a mask for the past year. Let's go on to the Eight of Swords.
Okie dokie.
This is one I actually really like in my deck because it's a girl, like, cringing like you are, and she's sitting, and there's a mirror in front of her, and in the mirror, there's, like, a bunch of cords wrapped around her.
Oh.
Oh, so for those of you following at home, I was wrong. It's not the person I thought it was. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. So this was interesting for me because, like, in the beginning I talked about, like, the eights being about movement. Well, this one is, like, literally, like, a mind mental trap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, the opposite of movement and opposite of what you would think it would be. For the Eight of Swords being about air and communication.
I don't really like my deck's version of this.
Let me see.
So it's like the back of a woman who is tied with a, well, actually, no, she's holding. Okay, maybe I do like this version better because she is still holding the rope. So she does still have the complete control to just release it and let it go.
Also, the swords are behind her.
Right.
There's nothing in front of her.
Yeah. So the Rider-Waite, she's got the blindfold, the rope loosely tied, and the swords kind of spaced out, but they look like she's in a cage. And I like that. To me, this is like limiting narratives that run in your mind.
Yeah.
So the beliefs that you have or the stories you're telling yourself about a situation that which are trapping you in your perspective or trapping you from taking any action. So yes. Like excuses that you're making as to why you're not moving forward. But the idea that you can really easily get out of the ropes, really easily take off the blindfold, really easily leave the swords behind is the important.
Yeah, it's a great card to get because then you realize it kind of puts things into perspective for you and you'd be like, oh, my beliefs are keeping me back. I can move through this through different thoughts and actions and
very simple solution.
Yeah, and the other day I pulled this card and my intuitive interpretation, it wasn't for me, it was for a friend, but was about boundaries and knowing what to refrain from a conversation in a business situation.
Huh.
Kind of like playing a mental game.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really weird because I was like, oh, this is boundary. This is not letting them know what you're willing to do and playing your own card first.
Huh.
It was really weird, but it worked.
Yeah.
It made sense. And I was like, yes. Because, you know, like, sometimes you're like, oh, I don't... It just is, like, trapped, and you're just stuck in, like, the real interpretation of the card. And
right.
You're like, what does this really mean? But...
So the interpretation that my Wizards deck has of this card, upright, is almost more like the act of actually being trapped or restricted, mm-hmm. or there's a power working against you and you are helpless. And then the reversed meaning is like where you do have actual leeway and this is, you do have the ability to get out, which I don't know if I like it kind of the other way.
I get it.
I don't like the idea that anything makes you truly helpless, but obviously...
No, yeah, I think traditionally that's what it means, but I think with tarot, you have to turn everything into a positive or it just sucks, and you have to, like, it's a moment of self-reflection.
Right.
To break through those patterns. Okay, so let's go on to the Eight of Pentacles.
Boring.
Okay, I actually have a really cool story about the Eight of Pentacles. Otherwise, yes, boring. this girl had me do a reading about her ex-boyfriend. You know what? She probably listened to this podcast. So, hey. Okay, so I did this reading for her and their future was the Eight of Pentacles. And I was like, oh, the relationship's gonna, like, you're gonna have to work at it, but it's not gonna be boring or stressful. It's gonna be enjoyable and satisfying and you're gonna wanna do it. Because in the deck I was using, it was the Impressionist Tarot and it was a couple and she was pregnant in the card. Well, friggin' 8 months later, she was pregnant. So I think it was a prediction and not what I thought it was.
Oh, wow. You're steadily gonna grow a human.
Isn't that nuts?
Huh.
But yeah, she's about to have her baby now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think the only thing with this card, in the Rider-Waite, it looks exactly like the Seven of Pentacles.
Yeah.
Except he's, like, more focused and actively working, so it's, you know, you're earning your shit and you're appreciating what you're doing and you're satisfied with the work that you're doing.
I think it's kind of like, you know, when you are working your way up the ladder, yeah. versus when you're at the goal, like the dream job, but then you, yes. still have to do work. Like, you still have to, yeah. do it consistently and steadily. And
in the cards, the pinnacles look like a ladder or like trophies.
Right.
You know.
You're kind of working your way to being able to perfect your craft and actually produce consistent material.
And it's a more, like, I don't know, an appreciation sort of, and like self-respect, and like you want to be working there. It's not, yeah. like, a, you know, your main job. It's like your side hustle or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess for some people it's their main job.
And reversed, it could mean the opposite of that. Like, it's, you're working too hard, or...
Like, you're stuck and you don't want to be there.
Yeah. Or you get bored of what you're doing.
Yeah. And maybe even, like, your mind isn't in the right place. Either not your mind's not in the right place, but either you're not in the right job or place, or your mind's not in the right mental state to enjoy what you're doing.
Mm.
And to see it for what it is.
Or kind of just going through the motions of whatever it is.
Yeah. Very stuck vibes.
Yeah.
So, like, the opposite of movement. But I don't really understand my deck. Sorry.
What even is?
It's the moon phases, and it's like a girl's facing all of her projects, I guess.
Hmm.
It's kind of witchy. Like, there's a candle and some crystals and plants. A feather quill pen.
I thought of the harvest seasons, like, how it's just... constantly a process. Or honestly, what I thought of immediately when I saw that was, like, menstrual cycles, like, just like the cycles that you don't actually, like, your body is doing things during that time period. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But you have no choice. You're miserable.
Oh my gosh.
But it reminded me of, like, a pregnancy card as well. Yours did, just because it's time passing.
That's so weird, because the cycles, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got.
Me too.
All right. Well, this was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I've missed this, actually, a lot.
Same. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
I definitely could not, though, for a long time. Like, I couldn't. My energy was off.
My energy has been so off. I have a handful of tarot readings that I have to do, but I just, there's something about it that I have to be in the right mood or I don't feel like they're any good. Mm-hmm. Like I'll try and I'm like, this is garbage. And I'm like, oh my God, what if there was actually something that person needed to hear? And then it's a constant battle. So I've just like not done it.
Yeah. I just, so. Like anything else, I feel like you just got to wait for the inspiration.
Yeah, I feel real bad though. So maybe I should do like a wait list and like a lottery. It's like, if today's the day, you know, like let's pick someone out of the hat. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye-bye.